Welcome to Land Yapa News, feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, education and funder combined to show area youth about the basics of chemistry. It's an Earth Day event on Saturday at Monroe's downtown River Market. Here to share more are Dion Boozer-Chambly, the River Market's coordinator, and also Dr. Laura Beal, a chemistry professor at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Welcome to you both.
Thank you for having us.
Glad that you're here. Laura, let's start off with the Earth Day project. How did this begin?
Last year, when Nova Clark joined Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge, she and I got together and realized that there really wasn't anything big going on for Earth Day in Monroe. The American Chemical Society has a group called Chemists Celebrate Earth Day, and they have wonderful projects to share with the community. So I talked to Nova. We got together with the 90 students in our student organization, and we put on a fantastic Earth Day event last year out at Black Bayou.
Well, things are moving this year to the downtown River Market. Some of the activities Black Bayou will be holding coming up Saturday.
Black Bayou is bringing out their Wildlife Challenge, so you can see if you run as fast as an alligator or flap your wings as often as a hummingbird. It's fantastic.
I never measure up to that.
No, and I definitely cannot outrun an alligator.
And some of the other things that they'll be having coming up?
So I think they're also bringing Puddles the Goose, which is the big goose that they turn around on Migration Day.
Right.
And I think Smokey the Bear is supposed to be there, and Nova's got lots of excellent information and things that you can come out to the bayou and do.
As we talk about an outreach project, what are some of the things, some of the projects and stations that ULM will have providing this Saturday?
So we will have students at 9 different stations. The way we have it organized is to have a chemistry passport. So everyone who comes, kids, grown-ups, we are open to all, will get a little passport with 9 different activities on it. So all of these are things that chemistry does to either benefit the Earth or how we are helping to care for the Earth. We've got non-Newtonian fluids, we have ooze, we have diapers, we have recycled plastics into jewelry, we've got lather art, natural dyes. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah. Lots of great things. I understand the popular periodic table of cupcakes will be making a return. The kids' reaction on this presentation.
It is amazing how much they will fight over their favorite elements. And we always end up with the radioactive ones still sitting on the table. We do not use real ingredients, guys.
But they have the opportunity to learn.
So absolutely. That. Come early if you want gold or silver.
Well, Dion, share about the River Market's new season, some of the things taking place.
We are so excited about the 2014 season that we're in. Last Saturday was our kickoff day, our first Saturday. We had an overwhelming success. We had several festivals going on in the area, and so folks still turned out to the River Market as a staple. You know, we're open from 10 to 4. We still have room for vendors. Just reach out to downtownrivermarket.com. We're working on a lot of different nonprofits, such as our biology and chemistry Earth Day outreach, including Black Bayou. And we're really excited about other opportunities. If you've got a group that you would like to have us include at the market, definitely reach out to us. We'd be happy to include you in that.
Yeah. Tell us about how the River Market helps community projects and benefits the area in this way.
Well, you know, let's take the example of the 26th of April coming up. Amanda McDaniel is, we've got a fundraiser going on for her. We're bringing in Uncle Cy and to help raise money for her so that she can get a new home, get some physical therapy. She's got cerebral palsy, and so we're working to help her. And so that's just one of the very small ways to benefit, in addition to, you know, like our biology and looking at Black Bayou the way that maybe someone else hasn't looked at. If you haven't been there, this brings it to the market. A safe environment, family fun, family friendly. Walk around in a casual, relaxed environment, eat something, and see and meet these folks so you can want to go out and spend more time there.
As we get started with the new season, vending opportunities that are available?
Absolutely. We do still have some vending opportunities. We do now have a cutoff time of Wednesday to get prepared for the Saturday market. We'll have some space after Wednesday, but there is an extra fee. Not very much, still worth coming. But make sure you get your information into us Monday, Tuesday, or early Wednesday so we can secure you a spot so you don't have to be out on the end.
Yeah. Well, Dion, in the fun of the activities coming up, the periodic cupcake table, I've got to ask, what are you going for?
Probably H2O, you know, because those Saturdays, I'm going through a lot of water out there. But I wouldn't be afraid of the radioactive. I think that would be good. That would almost be a surefire that I could get one.
Well, Laura, some of the discussion and some of the things that you took away from last year that you're looking forward to and kids learning more about chemistry.
I think this is an enormous opportunity for outreach for the ULM students because chemistry is still sort of a dirty word to a lot of people. Even that article we were talking about earlier about the chemotherapy agents. Chemistry is making an enormous difference in the quality of life for so many people, but people still have a very negative perception. So our students are smart, they are eager, they are very good at talking to the public. We want kids to think that science, engineering, biology, chemistry, it's all important careers, and you can have an awful lot of fun doing it.
Well, they'll obviously have a lot of fun on Saturday, but also the opportunity to take something home with them, perhaps?
Oh, well, yes. Not only can you take some of your projects home with you, your shrinky-dink jewelry or lather art, but if you complete your entire passport, we do have a goodie bag that even includes a couple of do-at-home experiments with instructions, parents, not to fear.
Well, Laura, when do activities get underway on Saturday, and how can you find out more?
So the River Market runs from 10 to 4, and the student group will be there from 11 to 3. And we'll be running in two shifts, so we've got a couple of activities that will just run 11 to 1, and then some from 1 to 3, just to kind of cover the bases. The Ouachita Valley section of the ACS is supporting us with materials, and that's a big help to us.
Well, lots of great things going on Saturday with the chemistry event underway at the River Market. The Saturday beginning about 11 o'clock. Laura, Dion, thank you both for joining us.
Thanks again for having us.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the listening room at kedm.org.
Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.